Hello, everyone. Welcome to Talking Logistics, where we have conversations with thought leaders and newsmakers in the supply chain logistics industry. It's my great pleasure to welcome to today's program, back on the program, Jim Davis, who is Vice President of Client Solutions at Mercurygate. And today we're going to talk about simplifying complex loads in transportation. But when you look at the complexity in today's supply chains, they're becoming much more global, much more fragmented. The act of moving goods from point A to point B, from origin to destination, is really becoming much more complex, especially as customer demands are increasing, companies are under cost pressure. So trying to do some of these complex moves in a more efficient and cost-effective manner is becoming a challenge. And that's really the focus of today's conversation, with Jim. So it's great to have him back on the program. So Jim, again, thank you for taking some time to join us today.
Hey, it's great to be back.
So, Jim, let's start with a very, basic question, right? What exactly, or how would you define a complex load?
So, from my perspective, it's more of a complex move, not necessarily a load. But a complex move can be anything from a consolidation for shippers. An example would be a consolidation of multiple divisions within a single move on the very simple scale to, the very complex where you have multi-leg, multimodal moves, to wherever. So that could be anything from drayage into intermodal or drayage to across the water, and basically managing multiple legs and multiple modes, against a move.
Now, are you seeing kind of these complex moves becoming more common, for both shippers and 3PLs?
Well, so certainly cost pressure, plays into this, and as it becomes more cost effective to do these types of consolidations, yes. I've also seen where, our products, transportation products, transportation management systems are starting to reach more maturity. They're starting to open the door to managing these within systems. So it's kind of a new frontier or the next frontier for transportation management systems, and people are starting to be able to take advantage of those solutions.
Great, and I want to explore the kind of what's happening on the TMS front a little bit later, but kind of related to that in some ways. I mean, what are some of the factors or constraints that are, shippers, 3PLs need to consider when managing these types of, complex moves?
Right. So the main thing is in today's world, especially for people that don't have, transportation management systems with these capabilities, it's a very manual process and very, very intensive. So especially when you're dealing with multiple modes, documentation and compliance requirements differ between those modes. Also the on the 3PL side, the ability to do invoicing, across, for a specific customer's requirements. Those are big, really important constraints.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think when I think for a lot of shippers, kind of having that visibility, right, as it moves from across different modes, a lot of times those create some black holes there, right, when that transition
Absolutely.
going from drayage to intermodal, or you're going from ocean and out to the inland moves. I think that's where for a lot of shippers, as they're trying to get that end-to-end visibility, sometimes that falls through the cracks, right? Do you see that as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So you definitely have, different abilities across modes. Some of like on the, especially on the drayage side, there's not a lot of connectivity there, for people to have that type of visibility. And even on the international side, that stuff is there, but a lot of people don't take advantage of it today.
Great. So let's talk about the technology now. You mentioned transportation management systems. You kind of mentioned this as kind of being kind of an area that's getting a little bit more innovation taking place around this front. So how are TMS solutions facilitating these complex moves and complex loads?
Right. So, all of them are dealing with, or a lot of them are dealing with it in different ways. But basically, the way that I've seen it dealt with is being able to break out, the customer side or the division side, and have it rate or build based off of some specific logic, and then decoupling that from the execution side. And that what that facilitates, it allows, customers visibility into, their specific aspect or a division specific aspect of the movement as compared to the execution side. And so that logical delineation has, that's kind of the way that it's being dealt with in the industry within TMSs now.
Now you've, I know when we've spoken in the past, you've talked about this concept of kind of a customer load versus an execution load. Can you kind of describe that a little bit in terms of, what does that mean, and what is that, how does that relate to kind of the way the TMS approaches, this situation?
Sure. So a customer load, and this is specifically, speaking of the Mercury Gate Transportation Management System. So the way that works is a customer load is, we build in logic, consolidation logic for the customer side. So for example, if I have a complex move from New Jersey to California, and basically I'm bringing stuff in from multiple areas around like the New York metropolitan area. Okay, so I'm bringing stuff into a pool center. I'm sending it out on the dray into an intermodal carrier, and then I've got everything downstream from that. So what the customer load does is it basically takes that logical grouping, and it's of course configurable how you want the grouping to occur, and basically creates what the customer load is, and that's basically a door-to-door logical movement of goods. Okay. And then decoupled from that is the execution load, which is actually what happens within the execution aspect of the movement. And so that's each of the individual legs. And so what that facilitates is a simplified view for the customer or the division level, but then you still maintain the integrity from the execution side of all of the individual legs and all of the different moves. And then, of course, from a costing perspective, the allocation of cost that need to occur down on that customer load, they just persist down.
So is it is part of it kind of to facilitate the visibility layer of it for the end user to kind of be able to see that end-to-end view of that move, and then not get into kind of the complexities, if you will, of what's happening on the ground, if you will, in terms of executing
Correct.
that movement?
Yeah, so there's multiple aspects. So you have the visibility component, of course. You have the invoicing or costing aspect, the cost allocation, and then you have gosh, I drew a blank there. So you have the costing and the visibility aspect, which are both very important to it.
So can you give, I assume some of your customers, both on the shipper side and the 3PL side, I guess let me ask a question first. I mean, is this kind of functionality something that you're seeing more demand of on the shipper side or the 3PL side or both?
From my perspective, I'm seeing it more, and I primarily focus on the 3PL side, but definitely on the 3PL side, I'm seeing people move into, start having a much more freight forwarding type centric movements, and so they're doing consolidations and moving in that way. But on the shipper side, you have like the consolidators, so people that consolidate into the large retailers, especially if you have like a large area that has a high concentration, like in the New York metro area, you have a lot of manufacturing of garments and imports. And so a lot of people are taking that data on both sides, or those moves, and consolidating them into centers and then distributing them out.
So can you give maybe when you look at perhaps one of the customers that you've been working with, that you think is probably doing the kind of leading practices around this area, can you give a use case or two around how a 3PL or a shipper is using this kind of functionality?
Sure. So I'm actually working with a client here today, and basically what we have is we have basically a large network of consolidation centers throughout the United States, and basically they take in or consolidation and deconsolidation centers, but in this specific example, they're taking orders from, you know, within a 100-mile radius of the New York area. They're consolidating it into a consolidation center and then draying it over to intermodal and then taking it over the West Coast, okay, and then breaking it out. And so basically what we've done here is we've taken all of these customer orders and built that customer load consolidation logic based off their specific business rules and rating, and then build execution loads for each of the individual legs. And so what that facilitates is you know, the customer has visibility to their end-to-end order. They have a much simplified view of their invoicing, and yet we maintain all of the, you know, all of the individual legs for the execution component.
Great, great. I mean, I think I think that example kind of mirrors certainly some of the processes that I see other 3PLs looking to enable or kind of looking to execute on behalf of their clients as well. Kind of as a way to wrap up, what advice would you give to shippers and 3PLs that are looking to improve their ability to successfully plan and execute a complex load or complex move?
Sure. So, you know, one is you know, especially if they're looking at systems, evaluating systems, you know, really understand what they're doing today. Take the time. And one of the biggest challenges I see is there's so much tribal knowledge in these companies, and they have a hard time bringing that out into and putting it in, you know, conveying it so it can be put into like digital format and turned into heuristic rules. So that is big, you know, really understanding your process, making sure you document your processes so you understand what's actually occurring, and that way it can be transformed into, you know, digital form. I think, you know, by far that's the most important advice that I can have, especially when it comes to software selection or and implementation.
Right. So, I mean, it follows that, you know, and that makes a lot of sense, right? Taking a step back to really understand what that process looks like. But then to your point, I mean, the TMS would have to have the ability to be able to reflect that business process and the business rules and the constraints that that particular customer, you know, needs and has and wants to work off of.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Well, hey, Jim, you know, we scratched the surface on this topic. I think it's a topic that we'll probably continue to have conversations around. It's certainly a topic that, you know, both from what your experience and my experience is something that, you know, 3PLs and shippers are, you know, going to continue to focus on because that's going to be the nature of what their customers are requiring of them in terms of being able to, meet, you know, the cost and the service levels that they're demanding in a more dynamic and, you know, fragmented and dispersed, you know, supply chain environment. So, again, thank you very much for shedding some light in terms of kind of what you're seeing out in the marketplace around, you know, complex moves.
All right, great.
And I want to thank everyone that joined us today. And we didn't get any questions, but if you are watching this episode on demand and you do have a question for Jim, you can find this episode on talkinglogistics.com. And you can post a question or a comment there, and I'm sure Jim will be more than happy to respond via that format. So again, thank you for joining us, and look forward to seeing you in a future episode of Talking Logistics. Have a great day.
Thanks.